I don't care about her.
Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to welcome everybody to 712-32-2841, baby, the best in party line entertainment. With your Bam Bam baby boy, the damn chat line, Cincinnati. And all the good people of Room 3 Pound, the People's Lounge, only on the 4841 for life. Hope everybody's doing good. Having a great, awesome Friday. I was off today. Fortunately, I was great. I had a pretty good day myself. And I just took it easy and relaxed. I just hope like everybody else did, because I took it easy today. And I'm grateful for that. Had a great, awesome day. Tonight, we're going to blow up some lines here in a little bit. Just chat it up for a little bit, see what's going on with everybody. Hope everybody gets some shout-outs here. No, what's going on, Gino? Hold on, Gino. Hold on. Here. Hold on.
Gino down.
Gino.
Yep.
One more. Go ahead. Say it again.
4841 evening. All
right. Say it again.
Let's do it.
All right, I turned you up a couple more here. I don't know what the hell.
The champion.
I hope you're doing good, Gino.
Hell yeah, you too.
All right, cool, there he is. Okay, I hope you had a great Friday. Hope you're doing a lot better with the birth. Blood sugar and stuff is under control now, finally. And you sound a lot better, too, for real.
Well, it's getting going back a little higher, but not as bad.
Yeah. I hope you're doing good on this great Friday, buddy. I'm going to keep it moving. Scorpio!
Hell yeah.
Those up to them activities again. Damn it. Let's see here.
Scorpio got quiet.
Next on this list. Pamma Jamma, she's sleeping. Good night, Pam. Good night. The party is over. She's out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pam, you're out.
Is that how you play sumo wrestling?
I guess so. Green Eyes, how the hell are you? You have a good Friday?
Okay. Okay.
Good Friday?
Yeah.
Tell me what was so good about it.
It rained, a storm, and slept most of the day.
Oh, okay. So I guess that was a good day for you.
Enjoying that new car.
Yeah.
She likes that. She does like that, I'll tell you that.
It's better than that piece of shit I had.
Can't lie. That one wasn't so bad. I get shit that's just junk, man. I mean, unfortunately, it's in working condition when you get it, and a couple weeks after you got it, fucking something breaks. A month after that, something else breaks. 2-3 months after that, something else breaks. It's crazy. I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's like the fucking ghetto car dealer of the white guys. Unfortunately. I want to give you a shout-out to Green Eyes. Thanks. I hope you're doing good on this Friday. I'm going to keep it moving here. What's going on, Mickey?
I'm getting comfortable. I'm putting on my granny panties. I'm going to sit here and be comfortable.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Granny panties.
That's your 99 bottles of beer on the wall. It's 98.
I wouldn't even ask him any more questions after that.
Oh, hell.
God damn it, I've already drank 70 bottles of my 99 bottles, God damn it. I can wear granny panties if I want.
And he can sit there, Cincinnati can hang them out, or set their flies in the test them where they can leave
them. Lord, I've heard it all.
So you say Cincinnati can put his granny panties over his head, skip around the room, do you?
No.
Jason can do that. I got Festival Street with my fucking granny panties and my beer.
I just want to know, did you go buy them or are you wearing your mother's?
Oh, hell no. I stole them from Grandma down the street.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I hope you're doing good, Mickey. Thanks for being here. Wisco, what's going on, boy?
Not much, man. Just sitting around drinking some bad whiskey.
I hear you. I bet you can't
but
wait
to coming
get
in.
On the road, huh?
Shit. I'm leaving Monday.
Monday early
leaving
or Monday,
Monday
late?
Monday, about 10 in the morning.
Oh,
they thought we'd be there to find something for me to do.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Hopefully
it'll be up to
California, Washington. Arizona, or somewhere. Washington would be good. Yeah. Seattle.
If you go over towards Washington, you can go up towards the top and go to the Dakotas and Montana and all that beautiful shit. God damn it.
That's probably which way I go. I'll probably run straight up 25, run 25 all the way up in the Casper where I'm in, up that way all the way up to hit 90 and run 90 back across the west there.
Hell yeah. That's some beautiful country we got pictures of in the group. Thanks for them. Hope you're doing good. Hope you and the fam are doing good. Take a shot for me.
What?
I said take a shot for me of that bad whiskey.
Oh, hell yeah.
How's Lovely doing, Whiskey?
Lovey's doing good. She just left a few minutes ago. She went to see my son and his girlfriend. They was somewhere at some club. So her and her friend went up there and hung out. And then she was going home. And she's doing good. Pretty much spent the day together. I thought I was getting ready to go to bed. And me and my son hung out yesterday. We hung out, and he went and bought some steaks, big old ribeyes, man. They were delicious. He cooked them up. They were good.
That's good.
Really good. Oh, man, they were tender. And, oh, man, that was awesome. Awesome steaks.
Well, yeah, you can't complain about that.
Some people do.
Couldn't be no better than steak shit.
No. Well, I cooked some ribs, too. I smoked some ribs on my smoker. Yeah, I smoked some ribs. And he's got some friends coming over tomorrow to watch a basketball game.
My thing is it beef ribs?
Celebrate 420.
That's my thing.
No, these are pork ribs. Well, we could.
Gotta be beef, boy.
I don't like beef ribs. I like pork ribs better.
Well, I guess here we go with the last one. Last but not least, that greased up, funny looking, goddamn dip juice drinking, fucking goddamn Arkansas Bama boy. Goddamn Jason from
Arkansas Bama boy. I know what he's been doing.
Alabama.
How you doing?
He's been. See, I got this thing for blow up dolls. And I bang them. And then, I let that Arkansas boy, I let him lick them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if he can. Oh. What the hell?
I'm doing well, Cincinnati. I'm glad to be in here tonight.
So good, man. How was your Friday? Did you work hard? I mean, was it an easy day?
It was an easy day. It's just, you know, everybody at the office and that. Just hoping we got through it, and we did. I'm home. I'm happy. Been a rainy old day today. That's about it. I'm just glad to be home.
Oh, I guess that happens to be the last of the Mohicans there. With Jason
Where's Lorian? Where's Lorian? Lorian confused.
I'm sleeping. Confused. So we got Whiskey, Mickey, me, Cincinnati, Green Eyes, Arkansas, Pam is sleeping, but she is here, Scorpio, and Grandpa Gino.
I was going to say, can you call me some drinking? I can't.
We're on the radio station, Green Eyes.
No drink in your cup. You got to go on mute when you say stuff like that. Damn it.
Pam has not gone to sleep yet. She's in on the jitter.
You ain't asking him to put nothing in your cup unless it's liquor on the radio show, all right?
Yeah, you put some whiskey in there, drink up, and hit the walls as you walk to the bathroom.
You know what you often do?
Tell us what we can do.
Y'all can blow it out your asses.
Oh, hell, why we have to even
waste
fucking whiskey over there can blow it out their asses. I got you.
Oh, no. Well, eventually it's going to come out the ass anyways, you know, eventually.
The other day I had to make a duty, and boy, I was out of time about to run out on.
Oh, shit, I really want to know what the hell you did.
Well, you was talking about blowing it out the ass. Man, I blew it, boy.
Man, y'all talking about that right now. I'm thinking about taking a good shit.
Well, go take one.
Man.
Take a picture of
it. I'm going to do it while I'm on the goddamn radio show, too.
Go take a picture of it and put it in a group.
Okay.
That's nasty.
About 10 months ago, he was supposed to get Messenger. He ain't never got it yet.
Tell him.
Messenger 2042.
And I'm still supposed to be looking up church and Adam Calhoun, too.
He never got to that yet, either. So don't ask him to do nothing.
Also,
oh, shit.
Funny videos on YouTube with Adam Calhoun and Ryan Upchurch. And if you want to learn about tech shit like headphones, Bluetooth speakers, the new best phones, the new best tablets, there's a guy named Flossie Carter on there. He fucking reviews all that shit, man. He's really good at what he does, man. He don't have a whole bunch of followers, but once you see him and realize how he goes through it and how he does it, you're going to love him.
I'll check him out.
Flossie Carter.
We got two or three of you now in here.
Flossie Carter on YouTube, Ryan Upchurch, funny videos, and Calhoun. Adam Calhoun's got one called Relationships. Funny as hell. He's got one. Adam Calhoun's got one. Just build the damn wall. he's bitching because
just build the damn wall.
From the wall. They're both Trump supporters. So.
Well, ain't no wrong being a Trump supporter. Although I get cussed out because I am. Huh?
No, I mean,
build the damn wall. Build the wall.
I don't build
the wall.
So. Everybody gives a guy.
You know who, though.
Sick of hearing about that goddamn wall.
Tired of listening to her fucking shit, too.
So we're.
Yep.
You know, that's my thing. They're not doing nothing for us, period. Fighting each other.
That's right. That's what I was going to say.
Well, all of it is about support. Support them. Support them. That's what I'll say. It's fucking stupid. You know, people that don't work, they don't affect them.
Right.
Well, it does. They just too fucking
goddamn heat all
the some of the people are too stupid to fucking realize.
And he wants to fucking put the wall up himself. Hell, I don't give a fuck motherfuckers up or not.
Shit, I do. We need it up. You know how much it fucking costs? You know how much money we got to get? You know, they got more rights than you do. You think it's fair for someone to come over here illegally to this country?
Hell no.
Go over there and illegally and see what the fuck happens to you.
Hell no, I want to go to prison. God,
they'll damn near kill your ass over there for that shit.
No, I don't believe.
You
want to
go to prison? Look up prison in Mexico. See if you really want to fucking go there.
I mean, I can't prison because of the way their tax thing is, man. I held free tax on everything for 10 years, man. That motherfucker owes me a cousin. Another 10 years.
Where?
Hell, we're trying to put up goddamn a business in. Hell, we're going to have to be taxed.
What are you talking about tax-free?
The taxes for 10 years, the way they put
in. You talking about the Democrats?
You talking about the Democrats? They're fucking ignorant. Fuck, a woman's ignorant. Talking about getting rid of cars, getting rid of trains, or just use trains. No, get rid of everything.
Get rid of planes. Get rid of fucking gas.
That bitch is stupider than a fucking box of worms.
Box of worms.
If you don't want to work, they'll pay you. And if you want to work, they'll pay you.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going
to
work if you're
going to
get paid for not working? Who the fuck would work?
They just want
you sign your property and your house over to them, and they take everything.
That's how it gets paid for.
They just want to fucking make the dollar bill less value from what it is.
And you're going to have currency in the goddamn on down the line. Everything going to be plastic.
Well, they're going to break this fucking country. What they're going to do.
No, I agree with you on that.
Fucking Democrat.
Welcome, Kyler.
Fucking
that was me.
Seems like they said Trump. Collusion with Trump. Collusion. Russia. Stupid motherfuckers are ignorant.
They actually believe that shit too.
I know they do. They still believe it. They don't believe Trump won the fucking election, that stupid motherfucker.
Oh, that's because they fucking made up the Russian collusion.
Exactly.
Yep,
they did. They're the ones.
Well, no. Hillary Clinton did that.
She was
a big part of that shit.
Actually, she was.
It was her money. The FBI, they're all going to go to jail, though. They're all going to go to
prison. But actually, it wasn't her money. It was our money.
Let me tell you this. Now that the investigation of Trump is over, now it's going to go back on. Who set this up, this investigation? Who spent the money to set this up? And why did we have to spend? Why did they lie about it and just try to exile Trump out of president when he won fair and square? Whose money paid for this Dorsey? And why? Who brought it up? And who's involved? And they lied about it, and they're going to fucking prison is what they're going to do.
Well,
now
to get out of that, they're talking impeachment now.
They ain't got nothing to impeach him for. They ain't got shit. They're fixing to go.
They probably could impeach him. If they do, they got a better chance of not going to jail.
Impeach him for what?
I don't know, but you know how they are.
They'll impeach him because he peed wrong.
Let me tell you something. There was 21 lawyers on Mueller's team, Bob Mueller, that investigated him. There's 21 fucking lawyers, and 19 of them were Democratic lawyers.
And how much did they blow on that investigation?
$40 million.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And they used taxpayer money. And now somebody's going to pay for it. Now, number one. And number two, they found nothing with the White House, nothing in the White House, none of the people in the White House right now, none of his his campaign people, his sons, his daughters, none of them. But they sit there and they trash him and said all this bad stuff all about him, and none of them fucking apologized. I would think, let me tell you this, I would think that I would be very, very fucking happy that there was not one American, well, on Trump's side anyways, that was involved in that Russia thing. But they seemed all fucking disappointed in it. Why wouldn't you be? Why would you be disappointed that someone ain't helping out Russia? You ought to be happy there ain't nobody helping out Russia. But since how Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton's getting all that money from Russia and stuff to pay to play, yeah, they're gonna go to fucking jail. That's where all the collusion's at, right there.
Going down.
They're spending $40 fucking million taxpayer money over a fucking lie, and they knew it was a fucking lie. And they sit there and lied to CNN, sit there and lied to their fucking viewers and everything. They lied to everybody about it, and they still lied to everybody about it. They're just fucking dumbass fucking people to believe the fucking shit. I'm telling you, they're dumbasses.
Yeah.
They got no evidence at all.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, $40 million, man. That's crazy. You know, $40
million. In 2.5 years.
$40 million could have did a lot for them building a wall.
You know how much they pocket?
Good God, they could have put $40 million in my pocket, and I would have been happy.
You know what? Let me tell you this. They wrote up his pages. His book was over like 400 fucking pages of his report. It was like 400 pages. It don't take 2.5 years to write up a report of 400 pages. People write a book of that in 6 months.
Yeah. Less.
They knew it was all a lie. They knew it was all fake, and they knew it, but they didn't fucking, you know, they spent the money.
What it truly was a farce, so they could stop him from doing anything that he really wanted to do while he was president.
Oh yeah, that's why they still stopping him.
Now, if the Republicans can get the House back before, say he gets his next term. If they can get control back of the House when he's elected again, I think they'll beat Biden any day of the week because Biden's touching asses, kissing women on the
ass. He's a dumbass for entering. He's already tried. I think this is his third time or fourth time. I think this is his third time. He's already tried twice.
Yeah, so.
Nobody wanted Biden in there. Nobody wants Biden.
Nope.
Biden is a dumbass, man. There's dumbass fucking people. I ain't gonna call their names.
You got a better chance of getting Bernie in. You gotta get better chances to get Bernie in there to get Biden in there. At least Bernie's got some good ideas, but
Bernie thinks nothing. But his ideas is fucking about ripping people off, man. It says
his is actually crazy. Really,
they're crazy.
He wants to legalize selling legs everywhere.
Dude, let me tell you what the Democrat Party wants. And I want you all to listen to this. They want a bigger government. All they want is more money from taxpayers, taxes, raise taxes, 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 and raise taxes to build a better, bigger government. The bigger the government, the more people rely on the people to rely on. That's what you want. They want you to do. They don't want you working. They want you to rely on the government. So they take money away from the working people. It's like that one woman says, oh, yeah, we want to tax the rich. Take 70% of the rich people's money. That's their fucking money. Who the fuck are you to take 70%? They want to take 70% of your paycheck.
They already do that now, pretty much.
No, they don't. They only probably take about 13%.
I'm paying on three kids. They're taking at least 60.
Oh, well, that's your children, man. That's your children. That's
yeah.
not
I mean, taxes are probably taking about 19 to 22, 23%.
I doubt that.
I'm paying taxes on the child support too. That's crazy.
That's your fault though. But you know.
I'm just complaining in general because they got me hit up into where I can barely live off the money that I get. That's crazy.
Let me tell you this. Taxes, they want to take, now I'm not talking about your children, but taxes alone, the Democrat Party wants you to take 70% of your paycheck, and then the other 30% that you have left over, you're going to send that to your children.
Yeah, I won't be able to live on nothing.
And then whatever, exactly. But that's the way they want you to live, because they want you to rely on them. And eventually, everybody's going to be living off the government. All right, well, they ain't going to pay you shit. They ain't going to pay you fucking shit. They don't want you to take vacations. They don't want you to be able to take your children on vacations and buy you a new car, stuff like that. They don't want you doing that. Fuck no, they don't. Want you to get a bicycle, ride a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, you better wake up. You motherfuckers better get it. I tell you what, y'all better get out of the dark and see the fucking light. Listen to them. Listen to them motherfuckers. Listen to what they talk about. Because that is exactly what they're saying. They want to take 70. They want to kill newborn babies. They want to kill newborn babies at birth.
That is crazy.
Yeah. What the fuck kind of human being does that? You don't think there's something wrong with these people running this, trying to run this country?
It's
in there? That's fucking ignorant. They want to kill people. They pass the law. They pass the law. State of New York passed the law.
So did Georgia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the law where they can kill babies. Newborn babies. Oh, I don't want that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it.
They said they can kill it up to 8 or 8.5 months. Damn near to the day it's born.
They can kill it the day it was born.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah. It's murder. It's fucking murder.
No, they said the baby can be born and that they'll keep it comfortable until you decide whether it dies or lives.
Yeah, he's right.
So they'll actually let the baby be born.
Well, here's my thing. They could, there's millions and billions of people out here that can't even have children and would love to raise a child. I mean, I can understand rape and all that, and, guys who just, oh, man, it's sickening, man, to think about this shit.
Well, I know. And you know what? That's what they make the date rape drug for, the day after pill. If you don't want to, if you're afraid you're going to get pregnant, take that pill. You won't have to worry about it. You won't have to make that decision. Well, I tell you what's so bad about it. All right. What's so bad about it is they're going to say, oh, it's okay to kill children and stuff is what they're saying. But you know what? These people that's going to have these babies, they've probably never taken a life before in their lives. Psychologically, are they going to be able to handle that? After they do it, realize what they fucking done.
Yeah. Then you're gonna have mental health an issue again.
Exactly.
Which it already is an issue.
And
it's not allowed to happen at all. Not kill no damn baby.
I mean, I could understand up to 3 months or something, like if like an abortion. I can get that. But I don't think that they. I know one girl, this is the truth. She was in high school with me. She was pregnant 4 or 5 times, had 4 or 5 abortions. I don't think that should be legal. I think she should be held accountable for murder, at least on one of them. I mean, even if they give her 7 or 8 years. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be able to go to an abortion clinic and pay them $600 or $800 for them to kill your child 4 or 5 times. That's ridiculous.
What I think is there's enough smart women in this country that men are to stay out of it and let the women decide. It's their bodies. They're smart enough to do this, and let them handle all this. Men don't need to be telling what a woman should do with her body. Unless
right,
they're married. Now, if they're married and they have a baby and stuff, okay, well, yeah, it's a couple, and it should be a couple's decision. If you're in a relationship and you have a baby and stuff, it ought to be a couple's decision.
Well, like I said, if you're married, say you marry Lovey, okay? You're out on the road. Some freako breaks in. He rapes her. He knocks her up. Okay, should that be her decision and your decision? Fuck no, it shouldn't. It should be her decision, 100%
exactly.
Clear cut.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, like I say, there's enough of smart women in this world to make it laws where if necessary, like in circumstances like that, yeah, having a abortion.
But how about somebody strung out on drugs and their baby's deformed because they're strung out on drugs? The mother should be charged for murder, I believe.
Or a crack baby, yeah. Yep.
But are you, as the man, going to be able to raise that baby that your wife has or girlfriend
decided, and she decided to keep it?
Yes.
Is that going to screw your marriage up? You know what I'm saying? Is that
going to
psychologically fuck you up?
It's going to, because I don't think I could handle something like that. Because
yeah, but if you're self-sufficient, you should have sucked the child.
I got a quick question. Can y'all hear my music? Is it too loud?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, damn, if I know when my wife got and she says, hey, I'm having this baby and we're going to raise it. Hell no. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that. I mean.
No, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't do that either.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. While I live at, there's this lady. She had two kids, and they had a drug bust. You know what they done? They took the drugs and put it in the baby's diaper.
Uh-huh. Yep. You know where they're at now. You know where the kid's at now. They took the kid.
No, she got them back.
What? Oh, hell no. She should never be able to have kids again.
This shit right here is a very great line. It really is. Because you got men, say, y'all get together, y'all sleep together, pregnant, hey, she says, I don't want the baby. But there's men say, hell, I want to raise the baby. You got people that's going to court over that shit today, too.
I mean, I would let her make the decision that she wanted to keep it.
And I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you, if they are to pass any law, I don't think gay men are to be able to adopt a baby. I agree 100%. I'm not saying all of them, but there isn't a hidden agenda behind it. And the reason why there is a hidden agenda, I'll tell you what it is. Not all of them, but I think some of them want to put kids in the act.
Or at least fantasize or whatever.
Yeah. There's something, you know. And I don't think a child should have the right to be raised by that.
Because, I mean, who
by two men.
What child, you know, seeing two men kiss all the time, guess what they're going to want to do? They're going to want to go out and try that. That's just my opinion. It's like two women. If they see that all the time and they're a female that are raising a little girl and that's all she sees all her life, guess what? 90% of what you see when you grow up is what you're going to be. That's just my opinion. I mean, not maybe I'm wrong.
You got to be careful what you teach children, period. I don't care if you do like women and you're a man and you like women.
Right,
say
right.
You have a child. Say you got custody of your child and you let a bunch of women come over to your place. That you got to be careful what you teach children, period.
Yeah,
or if
yeah.
a woman is divorced and you're raising a child and you have a bunch of men coming over, well, they're
going
to think, okay, well, it's okay. You know, mom does it. It's okay for me to do it, you know.
Daddy used to screw
up
on them every week. Yeah.
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 I sit here and know a couple of friends that sit there, you know, they swear the government talks about they raised up in a gay relationship, oh, the children's going to grow up to be normal. I don't believe that. I'm like
no,
Cincinnati.
No. Absolutely
I
not.
Here, I believe what Cincinnati says is because they look at that. I've got two people that I know that's kind of gay that sits there and they sit there and have seen this. You know, they have watched it. And this one woman that I talked to, she watched her mom kiss women and that she started kissing her and that she liked it and things. Well, you know, and they showed a documentary. It's, again, like Whiskey says, it's the way you raise your children. They made this little boy play with Barbie dolls. Well, this little boy enjoys playing with little Barbie dolls. He winded up growing up to like to wear dresses. The way you teach them children, the way you raise them.
That's it. You're damn right. You're damn right. You teach him how to be a fairy, he's going to end up a fairy.
Yeah. That's it.
That's just my opinion. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we're all right and we're all wrong because there's rights and wrongs to everything we're saying. I don't believe that people should raise children on the ignorant fact of their belief. You know, like if they're gay, they shouldn't push that upon their children, regardless if they're adopted or they're biological or whatever. That's just me. Now, as far as parenting these days, you know, if it said in the Bible, John and Bobby were supposed to be married, then that would be one thing. But that's not what the Bible says. It said Adam and Eve, and that was a man and a woman. There was
well,
six
it's not
ribs
natural.
And eight ribs. Right.
It's not
I mean,
natural.
You can get AIDS
and I can
from
prove
that shit.
I can prove it. It's not natural.
Yeah. I mean,
it ain't.
You can say, well, the Bible's blah, 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 blah. I could prove that it's not natural. And it's being gay is a sexual preference. It's a sexual preference. It's not natural. And the way I say I could prove it, because I've never seen two male bears or two male lions or two male alligators or two male fish or two male birds, they don't behave that way. Animals don't behave that way. They breed with a female.
Okay, cats try to screw each other though, boys.
Well, that's genetically, that they're microscopically, genetically. That's why they're.
And I know two male birds
genetically
one bird
changed.
Fucks the other one to death.
Oh, that's not a lot. That's a
weird situation. Well, I mean, I've seen a couple cats do it here of late, where they, you know, brothers, the one jumps on the other, and then, you know, fucking, I was like, no, you don't do that. You don't screw the boy, you crazy kid. And
well, here, I'm going to get on to this. I'm going to get on to this.
I'm talking about deers and everything, breeding.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Monkeys, and, even monkeys.
Right.
Transgender shit. I will not shop at Target because of this. They agree to this. Well, here you go. You got a transgender person that goes into a women's bathroom. Well, that's fine. Well, you're not, woman ain't going to go over there and go, hey, there's a male in there, because it's going to be a lawsuit because say he ain't actually a transgender man that just say Whiskey dressed up as a woman to go in there and look at some women and children. Well, they ain't going to look and say, could he be one or could he not be one? See, that shit there is asking for trouble right there. Instead of just making a fucking regular family bathroom, let them transgender people go in there.
I tell you what, if I see a man going into a woman's restroom, I'm going to say something to the guy. And I don't care if he's dressed up like a woman or whatever. I'll say, no, you wait right here. And I'll send a woman in the restroom and make sure it's clear for him. And then if it's clear for him, I say, okay, Dad, you can go in there. But you ain't going to go in that restroom with another woman in that restroom. You're not going to do it. She went in that restroom and thinking in her own mind, it's safe for me to go in here that I ain't got to worry about some man in here. Now, if you come in there after her, no, that ain't going to fucking work, especially if my girlfriend's in there. There's going to be some fucking trouble. Now, I will
wait till my girlfriend
comes out and there ain't no other women in that restroom. Then you can go in there if you feel like you want to go to a women's restroom. And I won't
go to your Target, and it's got a big giant sign that says that transgender people are welcome to go into that damn bathroom. Sure does. Mine does.
I don't go to Target anyway, so.
I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't go to Target, so fuck them.
And then if
I happen to see it with my own eyes, I guarantee you, I'd say something about it.
No, I'll tell the guy. You got here quite a while back. Damn.
You know, they want to say, they want to say I got a problem or whatever with transgender or gay or whatever. No, I don't have a problem. The problem is I know the difference between a male and a female. I know the difference. Now, if you want to try to convince me that I don't know the difference, then you're fucking ignorant. You're dumber than a fucking box of worms. You're the one that don't know the difference. I know the difference. I'm not the one. Why should I be forced on because you don't know the difference? Why should I be forced to believe the way you believe? I should not be forced to believe in how you believe because I know the difference. You know what I'm saying? Do you know the difference, Mel?
I don't know. They both got assholes. Shit.
Cincinnati, you don't know the difference between a male and a female?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying they both.
Okay. All right.
And get fucked. That's the way people look at it.
Well, they both got titties too, but they're different.
And, you know, but the
thing. Okay. Well, why not? You know the difference between a male and a female. You're going to have some guy comes over there, I want to be a female this day, and come up to you. Your daughter's in that bathroom. Say one of your children is in that bathroom, and you want that daughter, that girl to go, or that guy to go in there dressed like a woman. Oh, I want to go in the restriction. You would let him in there?
I mean,
what would you do? Would you let him in there?
When I was like out in public and we were going to a restroom, I would take him in.
I just asked you a question.
I would take
answer.
No, I mean I would go in with them, take them into a stall and lock the stall, and let them use the bathroom.
Right.
I'm saying, okay, your daughter's 10 years old. You're not going to go in there with.
I'm going in.
No,
you're not. Goes in the stall, and I'm going to stand there until she comes out. You know what I'm saying? Because I know
your
that
daughter went to the women's restroom without you before.
I'm transgender too.
But you see a man.
God damn, I'll play out like I.
No, you wouldn't go in there with me, I guarantee you.
Well, if my daughter's in there and she's 10 years old, you bet your fucking ass I'd go in there.
I wouldn't go in there. If I had my daughter in there and you were, because you're a transgender, you wanted to go in there.
I'm going to tell you, you're not going to go. Sir, that's just not
you're
me.
Not going.
Even if I was transgender.
I think
it
was.
God damn.
So that's what we're talking about.
All respect. I mean, at that rate, now you should just have one bathroom for the transgenders or the gay.
That's what I said.
You should have a bathroom for a man that wants to cut his dick and whip it out at the urinal, and a woman who wants to go in the bathroom and be a woman, not some guy pulling out a lizard.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to do it like that, children's bathroom, just kids.
Like another bathroom for transgenders and transgenders only.
Kids under 8 years old or something.
And then when a kid asks, well, what is that bathroom there for? That's for retarded people that don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
They don't know if they're a male or
okay.
female. Son, here's
a male. Another one.
Daughter, you're
a
female. But these people don't know if they want to be daughters. They're just perverts.
I'm not gonna.
You gotta call it like it
retarded.
Is. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them they're fucking perverts. You gotta call it like it is. You gotta raise your children and tell your children what it is.
I mean,
am I right or am I wrong? somebody's feelings. I'm telling it like it is.
No, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm trying to say is, like, okay, there's women and there's men, okay? You feel different because of the men. But to me, it's the same thing as in the women, okay? And I've got lesbian friends, and I've got gay guy friends. Now, I have a friend named John that is really Tina, okay? Now, I went to high school with John, okay? Now, John was always into guys, like, was on the football team and all this shit. And then all of a sudden, I see him and some guy holding hands on the way home, and I'm thinking, what the fuck, this queer ass though? But he was a cool person, but he liked boys.
Yeah.
Like men. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
Well, he got old enough, started taking them hormones, had bigger tits and God knows what. He lost his hair at like 20, 21, put a wig on, looked like a girl. And
yes,
daddy that was in his late 40s, he was 21, sugar daddy started taking care of him. They moved in together. They were the first couple in Maryland for that gay constitution to be married. They've been married ever since. Ever since. Okay? Now, you know, Tina wanted to have a baby, which is really John, on her birth certificate. Okay? But, you know, the other person don't want to have a baby. Bruce. Okay? He don't want to have no babies. He don't want no kids. The sister's kids are cool. They come over, hang out. They don't spend the night. The daddy feels the same way that you do. You know what I'm saying? But it's her brother. You know what I'm saying? Tina is her brother, which is John. It's her sister loves John and Tina because it's her brother's last sister, whatever. But they will not leave their children there overnight. Now, if the parents stay there, like the parents will go in the spare bedroom and sleep, and the kid will be sleeping on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stayed the night. You know what I'm saying? But they're upstairs doing whatever. They could be up there. You know, I've never heard anything. I've seen him kiss in the mouth, and, you know, he's getting out of the car for go to work, and he kisses her in the mouth. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to see this shit. But I wouldn't want that shit to be seen at the goddamn Reds game. You know what I'm saying? It's a family atmosphere, not a gay atmosphere. You get what I'm saying? I mean, so people are going to push you away, even if family, and they have children. They don't want you around their children like that. Nothing personal. I mean, you just got to accept the reality that people just don't accept, you know, being gay like that. I mean, people... You know, guys are all for, oh, yeah, two women, that's hot. No, it's really not. It's really not hot like, not like people think. Because if you really love somebody, you love somebody. Hey, the heart can't tell you who not to love. But my whole point is, your heart is supposed to love the opposite sex, not the same sex.
That's right.
But now, some people, now, I know friends that have been born gay, they said. They never even looked at a girl.
They're not born gay.
They never even looked at a girl. They always like guys or
it's
vice versa for a girl. You know,
and that's
and
okay.
I know people like that.
It's a sexual preference. And it's okay. It's okay. There's some people, you know, I like lovey be on top of me, you know. It's a sexual preference. It's all it is. But I don't force my sexual onto you. You shouldn't force your gay, like,
that's
like at the Super Bowl, all that gay stuff, like the last Super Bowl party or whatever, all that gay stuff or the year before that, all that gay, don't force it on me when I'm not forcing mine onto you.
Right.
I should not have to participate or be around it or watch a show or whatever whenever I go to watch a show or something else.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Okay, let me tell you this. You got these baby-faced looking men, and you say that you can sit there and tell them. Well, you can have these women that have, or these guys, grows these fucking tits, these wigs, baby face. They will look right like a goddamn woman. that's going into that damn bathroom.
Hey, let me ask you. Let me ask y'all an honest question. Okay, so say, okay. Let's, okay. Y'all want to dig deep on the subject. Okay, I got one for you. Okay, so say there's Johnny. Okay, we're gonna go hypothetical here. Okay.
This is the Johnny that's over on Dallas line?
No, we're going to say just Johnny. His name's Johnny. We're going to
name
him.
I know.
Okay, Johnny is a little feminine. He's a little quiet. He's a little emotional. He's kind of gay.
Yeah.
Okay, he likes guys. But he wants to be a woman, so a guy really loves him like a man loves a woman. So Johnny decides he's going to work his ass off, get the money up, and have his wiener made of pussy, okay? He's going to take hormones. He's going to start growing his hair out. He's going to work on his complexion, and he's going to be a full-fledged woman with a pussy. Now, here's my question. You, Whiskey, or would you, Jason, this guy had his dick cut up, made a pussy, you could fuck it like a woman, would you consider that to be a real woman then? Would you fuck something like that?
No.
What about you would?
What if
they
didn't tell you and you done fucked him anyway?
Yeah, that's right. Say I fucked her anyway.
I think I can tell the difference between a man and a woman.
I mean, these days, but the surgeries that they do.
These days, they can't. You don't know that
stuff. Get on there and look for that shit. Okay, I could. I'm
not going to argue and say every one that you couldn't tell. There's going to be one every once in a great while.
There's some that is a baby-faced little boy, men that look right like them. Shave that Adam's apple.
Well, I better not find out about it.
But, no, I'm
just saying. You got them making do
down there.
You
know, there is people like that, but there's people out there that, know that, I'm going to be honest with this guy. And there's guys out there that likes them that would go for that kind of a deal,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, any true gay person that's had a real everything done and everything, if they really got like that, be straight up tell them the truth before that they go all the way with them. Anyway.
Right. They're going to be honest.
There is some of them that won't. There is some of them that
will
not.
Okay.
But you don't know when they go in that fucking bathroom, and that's
better
what
not
I
let
was
me know.
At. Because they'll sit there. What you're afraid of is, could he actually be one, or it's going to be a lawsuit? Or could
are we going to blow lines up?
Yeah, I guess we could.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to get out of here then if y'all going to do that shit. You know me, I'm not in all that. All right. So y'all have a good night, man. Y'all have a good night and have fun. Enjoyed it.
All right, peace.
All right. Thanks. See you later, Green Eyes. Everybody,
okay.
Good night. Good weekend and happy Easter to everybody.
Happy
Easter.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's a very argumentative person. That's why I back off.
Yeah, he's drinking whiskey today, too.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm sorry. He ain't going to know who goes in there because these damn people, they just goddamn look like a damn woman walking right in there. And you don't know what the damn, if it's actually a goddamn guy or not a guy.
Mire el dos.
Enter the last 4 digits. You have been blocked from this system for breaking at least one of the rules, or your number is not recognized due to harassment of callers.
Are you talking about the bitch shit, Pastor?
Party line directory. You can use the following. To replay, press 1. To hear the previous party line, press 2. To skip to the next party line, press 3. If you know the last 4 digits of the party line you want to join, press 4. To join this party line, press 5. Or to exit, press 0.
Green eyes.
4 digits of the party line you want to join, or to hear a directory of all systems.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Blind Eating the Pussy.
The main menu. To join a room, enter the room number followed by the pound key. Five callers.
Hey, pussies, 4841, suck my dick.
Go to two.
This line is worth shit.
Britney's room.
Go to room two.
Come in, sit back, and relax.
That's the
bed. And kick off
Lutt
the sheet.
Fuck right there.
I have a few simple rules.
0:35
Hello, everybody. This is Nemo. I'm one of your line owners.
Lock 10 callers.
What the fuck?
Hey, 48,
hey, Nemo.
Fucking bitch.
Where's Nemo at?
To join a room, enter
his
zero.
Name is actually Pastor Tim now.
To join.
Yeah. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Three callers.
Hello?
To join a room, enter
like
the room number. Follow.
Hold on, that sounds like Maverick. Look.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to room four. My name is Dan.
No, that's
I am one of the line owners.
Right
if you
there.
Have any questions or concerns about the line.
Three callers.
Hello? This line ain't worth fucking shit.
Need to go
yeah,
fucking
damn, what's the motherfucking jailbird queers over here?
48, 41.
Try one last room is 9:35 right now.
Join a room.
Okay, 9 got.
Hello, you've reached Matt from Michigan. Feel free to come in, hang out, and have a good time.
13 callers.
Tourism.
Welcome, caller.
Hello, caller.
Oh my God, Vincent's a 48-41. Suck my dick.
Here we go.
Hello, Cincinnati. How are you, dude? How
are
you, Cincinnati?
What's
going on?
48, 41.
Hey, holy God. He was in there. 36, 20.
Yeah, he was.
Hello, Cincinnati. How you doing?
Welcome.
The main menu to join the room.
Welcome.
8 callers.
Bitch. 48, 41, suck my dick. Fucking pussies.
That's why I ain't worth shit.
You have a stick. Yeah, you got the one on it.
I am
if you could just miss it before calling on you for the live room, to join a room, enter 0. 0.
Damn, your girl ain't in
damn.
2 over there.
Enter the last 4 digits.
That bitch shit whore was in 9. I heard
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you got the line on that JPG.
Welcome.
The main menu to join a room. And 6 callers.
48-41, bitch. Suck my dick.
48-41, bitch.
You ain't got to get the.
Yeah, bitch.
Welcome to the
hello, it's Mo.
Well, you want to come?
I'm going to get right to the point.
Get right to the point.
Hey, everybody.
Buddy.
Come on, more.
Welcome to
the main menu to join a room. 2 callers.
Damn, Baltimore, what the fuck are you doing over here? God damn, your line sucks.
Go to room 2. I'll introduce you.
To join a room.
Is that her?
That would like her.
There you go.
Hi, this is Felicia and Tommy.
Ready to go.
2 callers.
Hey, Felicia. Felicia.
Hey.
How's my daughter doing? I brought my friends over to introduce you. Cincinnati, Green Eyes, say hi.
Hello, Felicia.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
That's Thomas.
How are
right
y'all?
There.
We're doing good.
We're running around on some lines right now. We just stopped being.
How are you? Oh.
Good.
Yeah. You getting tired?
Yeah. Getting pissed off.
What's wrong?
Oh, hell. Not fine. I'm sicker. No. Just pissed off because they keep bouncing in and out.
That's probably Optimus. We're Optimus trying to start some shit in here. Well, we just stopped by to say hi.
You're always welcome to come over to my line if you don't want to go.
And you're always welcome to come over.
You're always welcome to come over here where the cool people are.
That's right. That's Eagle Eye right there. That's her boyfriend right there. That's
Eagle Eye.
Yep.
Eagle Eye.
Yep.
He's never been on no chat lines. This is his new roundabout right here. So.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, welcome to the lines, man. I got the best line out here with 63 million minutes on it. Come over and
chill
with us.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Been out here for 7 years, man. I found them kind of like by accident, kind of like you did, you know. So we got something in common. All right, y'all take care. We're going to go fuck with some other lines. Y'all be good. Don't do nothing I would. If y'all do it better than I would.
What would you go on? Take care, please.
Okay, you take care.
He was going to say something to the devil. He wanted to know what you wanted to say.
Do what?
You laughed earlier before saying, love you, Dad.
I love you.
There you go.
Love you, Dad.
Yeah,
love you.
Right, y'all be good.
Love you. You be good, too.
All right, peace out.
Take care, hon. Yeah, I wish I could get her over here.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's Josh from the strip.
Bad boy.
That motherfucker come in and said, ask me. And you, if we could just put phones in his room because he's going to Panama.
Going to where?
The main menu to join a room. 9 callers.
Damn, it's like a fucking fag jack-off session in here. Nobody talking. 48-41, you fucking bitches! Suck my dick, bitch!
Join a room. 0 0
0
0 0
I need to take that fucking line.
0
You have reached. Lines in one.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Hello, everybody. This is Derek.
Welcome to
Yo, are you serious?
Fuck yeah, I am.
Welcome to the King and Queens, the main menu.
I'm sorry. If they can't get a fucking line up and going more than one person in a year, they need to take their fucking time.
Hey, thanks.
Hello.
14 callers.
48-41, you fucking bitches!
While browsing the party line,
Hello, everybody. This is Denise.
Yes, that's me.
Welcome back.
Fantasy Island.
She's a lesbian.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Sun breeze.
The main menu to join a room.
Happy Easter.
Six callers.
48, 41, you fucking bitches!
Welcome to Ray and Mises
Ocean. Four callers.
Welcome, caller.
48, 41, suck my dick!
What was that? Repeat that again!
I said,
suck
48,
my dick.
41, suck my dick!
You have reached the first.
Hey, are you looking for?
Hey, I'm a fucking fanny.
The main menu to join a room. Three callers.
What up, fanny? You ain't talking? 48, 41, bitch. You fucking tranny. What up, bitch? 48, 41. Suck my dick. You fucking tranny.
Zero. Say your name after the. Zero.
Hang on right there.
Zero.
Zero. That line
I'm telling you, so these lines that can't get it up and going after what about a 6 months or a year, they just need a yank.
Happy holidays. And happy.
Are you tired of going to challenge?
Hey, okay. Hi, and welcome to the
main menu.
You
can to the live room, press 1. To join a room, enter the room number. Four callers.
Fuck you, bitches! 48, 41, suck my dick! Hey, Terry, you pedophile! 48, 41! Fucking weirdo! 48, 41, bitch!
You have reached 30.
Won't even talk.
Are you looking for a line?
No.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
The main menu to join a room.
Hello, and welcome.
Zero.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
Hello, this is
Zero.
Is that an important credit card?
At 30.
That is sliced cheese.
Are you looking for a line?
No.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, this is Cincinnati.
I'm looking for female room.
There's that one word
in my
the main
y'all
menu
be quiet. Y'all
for the live room to join a room and
room 5.
Zero. Join 5 callers.
Welcome, caller.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right, so.
Now we got Sophia in the room, Justin in the room, and then Jamie. Where are you calling from?
Calling from VA.
Okay. How old are you?
57.
Okay.
You don't sound like it.
You don't sound like it. I'm sorry,
How old are you?
You okay? I'm 62.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Oh, what's your first name?
Johnny.
Okay, Johnny. All right.
They call me Johnny on the spot, baby.
Call you who?
They call me Johnny on the spot, baby.
Johnny on the spot, baby. Okay, Johnny on the spot, baby.
Yeah. I didn't know they let senior citizens online. Fuck. I know that was a stale joke. Where the hell is Johnny tonight?
Oh, I don't know. He can, you know, he'll bop in, he'll bop out. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he treat you right over here?
Yeah.
That's cool. How long you been over here?
Not long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice people over here.
I mean, if you like having phone sex, that's what this line's about, phone sex.
Not this room.
Oh, not this room?
No.
Wow.
It's casual talk.
It's the first one in forever because I popped in room one last night and they're in there popping coochies. I was like, dude, the fuck, what? Wow. I'm like, holy shit. He's like, take it, baby. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey. Kill a little bit now.
Oh, okay.
48-41, you fucking bitch! Fuck you! And fuck Johnny!
You have reached...
This one's a goddamn fag.
I don't know.
Are you talking to Carolina?
Oh, oh.
Are you looking for a lot of...
Transgender or something.
Hello, everybody.
I'm looking for female...
Welcome to a perfect gateway, 4844.
I asked, was it a he, she? Are you a he, she?
The main menu to join the room. Zero. Zero.
Stella.
Hi, this is Stella.
Two callers.
Stella!
I'm looking for phone sex.
My girl there, Stella.
Welcome to room 5, Leah's room. Say your name.
What the fuck?
Zero.
Princess Leah's number in there.
Zero. Zero. Room 15 is a private room with an
occupant. Never in there.
You have reached room 16.
Zero.
Here you go, devil.
Hi, I'm Jamie. Welcome to room 17 on the Magic Carpet Ride. We are a low drama and low profanity, no bashing support group that spans the diagnostic and statistical manual. This is a place where people can feel safe because everyone has the right not to be bullied.
Zero.
Hello.
Zero.
Hello.
Welcome to Bonnie's Country Kitchen.
Zero.
Hello.
There ain't nobody in that number.
I wonder where the bitch is from down here.
Hey.
She used to be on that fucking line.
Hey, Cincinnati, go back to where the go back to where you come from with us.
To replay.
What now?
Hello.
The one that sounded like a he-she. Jason will talk this time.
I will.
Yeah, what's up? This is
I'm not going right there because they'll block me.
To the 4840 direct.
You're a little bit crazy or you're a little bit nuts. It doesn't matter. Come to the psych.
There you go. I'll put you in the psych ward, Jason.
This is
the main menu. To join a room. Zero. 12 callers.
Hi.
Welcome.
You're the best, Mojo.
Hey, try.
Hey, she can't hide underwear that will fit.
Hi.
She's that big.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Crappy Patty. It's Crappy Patty Cincinnati.
Enter the last four digits of the party line you want to join, or to hear a directory of all systems, press star.
Grabby panties.
Enter the last four while browsing the party line
Go on, Krabby Panties. Let's get to another room.
Welcome to a perfect gateway.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? This is.
Welcome to the 4840.
You're a little bit crazy here. This is the.
The main menu.
Krabby Panties.
You to join a room. Enter the room.
That block was in that room. There you go.
Welcome to room 3. I'm Cindy. Also,
zero.
Hi.
Hello.
Two callers.
Hello.
Zero. 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 Two callers.
No line.
Hello.
You have reached the 3620, the guiding light.
Enter the last digit. The main menu. To join the room.
There you go. Hello.
You've reached 13 callers.
Hello?
Hello, callers.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Is that Violet?
No. Just say hello.
Who is
this?
My name's Gary.
No, it ain't Jason. I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, Jason.
You're in need, let it go.
If you want to talk, talk, please. You're welcome over here. I mean, I don't have no problem with you. You don't have to be stupid and break games. That's no sense in it.
Don't break games.
First of all, you got to get the dick out of your mouth so we can understand you.
Oh, yeah, blow it out to you. That's not Jason, anyways.
Suck my dick, bitch.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
You didn't think I was taking you there, did you? Hold on.
I don't give a lot.
Hold on.
We're having to get into it about that.
No.
Yeah.
4841, you fucking bitch.
If you are the moderator of this room,
you gotta be quiet. You gotta be quiet, Jason, so I can get him. I'm gonna fuck with him.
Keep going.
Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key.
You want me to fuck with him? I'm gonna fuck with him hardcore. So I'm gonna fuck with him.
That's what I want.
How you gotta be quiet?
Invalid.
Bitch.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key.
Welcome, caller.
Did nobody come in? I didn't hear no beep.
4841, you fucking bitch!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
And nobody came in. 4841, you fucking bitch!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit. Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key.
No.
Invalid.
4841, suck my dick.
No, that's not recorded.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Nah.
Hey, Matt, suck my dick, Matt. 4841.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit. Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key.
That's a recording. No, it's not.
Invalid.
4841, you fucking bitches!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
I come over here and got that.
Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key. Inbound.
4841, bitch!
You know it.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
What up? I'm blowing lines up.
Change Gary.
4841, you fucking bitch!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press 1 to exit.
One hair past the front.
4841, bitch!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Get up today! Make it a pay today!
Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key.
I don't have no problem with you.
Fuck me and him.
Invalid.
4841, you fucking bitches!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Well, I'm fucking sitting in your damn room.
Do it.
Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key.
You can tell them now when it says invalid. Tell them, green eyes.
What the fuck is shit in your goddamn room? So clean the fucking shit up.
I clean this fucking room up, bitch!
What the fuck is shit in your goddamn room? So clean the shit up.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Telling you, Cassidy.
No,
we ain't got time for your shit, so blow it out your motherfucking asses.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Hey, fuck you motherfuckers. Your mama ain't got no teeth, bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Your mama.
Fuck you, Matt. You're a fucking fag. Shut
it's
up, bitch.
Big ass your mouth.
4841, bitch.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If
but what
hey, Matt, does it make you feel good to make a fucking fat cow love you on a chat line? 4841!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
4841! This way.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1.
Lay it into
not,
that.
Press
man.
Any other key to exit.
This way. This way for what? Your fat ass to get off your fat ass.
Are you something, nigga, next?
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1.
Hey, Pest is a scam on this! Fucking rip off!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. Okay, if you are not, press any other key to exit.
Ask the people for goddamn money.
Hold on. Gail's a fucking whore! 4841!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Fuck all you motherfuckers! 4841!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
Give them a long pause this time because they're probably looking by now.
Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key. Invalid.
4841, bitch!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
4841, you stupid bitch.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1.
Get the dick out of your mouth, faggot. 4841, suck my dick.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
I'm just making sure you're all right.
4841, bitch, live on blogtalkradio.com. This is Cincinnati destroying you motherfuckers. Suck my dick. 4841 for life, bitch.
You have reached the top.
Hey, this is Cincinnati.
Yeah, what's up? This is the Twilight Zone.
Welcome to the 40.
Come on over to the shrimp. Hey, everyone. This is...
No, hang on.
What's the matter, man? A spider. Outside the pit.
The main menu. For the live room. To join a room, and 5 callers.
Better than fucking fried rice. Damn.
You have reached.
Hello, welcome to someone. Come on over. Hey, everyone. This is...
Oh, shit, I missed him.
I'm from the city of India.
You have been blocked from this system for...
Hey.
Oh, hell no.
While browsing the party line...
I'm from the city of India.
Welcome all callers to the new improved Money Makers Lounge.
If you've heard this message, the main menu to join the room invalid. To join the room.
Hey, welcome to Money Makers.
7 callers.
Hello, Gala.
4841, you fucking bitches!
Shut up, you fucking skanky fucking motherfucking nigger dick!
4841, you fucking
dick! 4841, you are to join or to hear a director of all. Enter the last 4 digits of the party line you want to join or to hear a directory of all systems pressed on. Enter the last 4 digits of the party line you want to join, or your... You have just dialed another party line.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You have reached the 36.
If you've heard this message, the main menu to join a room... 7 callers submitted. If your message requires approval, it may... Join a room, enter 039. To return to the main menu, press star. The main menu. The main... While listening to messages...
What's up, Chujo? What's up, Maria? It's 4811. 4811. What's up there, girl? What's up there, dude? What up? This is Brian from New Orleans, Louisiana. We're coming live. We're coming live on the Wolf Pack.
K-Dog in the motherfucking house. Woohoo! Have a fun tonight.
Well, Jasper, it was probably my phone. I've been having a lot of... And here's a shout-out to everyone else out here on the Zombie Wolf Pack. And this is also a shout-out to Jasper. And here is Kudo. Well, hello, Marie.
For the main board, press 1. While listening to messages, for the main board, press 1. The main menu. To join a room.
We are here for the Wolf Pack, the Zombie Wolves. Zombie Wolf.
7 callers.
4841, you fucking bitches!
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit. Enter your moderator code followed by the pound key. Invalid.
48, 41,
if you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
That's Cincinnati.
Suck my dick, bitch. 48, 41.
If you are the moderator of this room, press 1. If you are not, press any other key to exit.
It's like, there he is in Cincinnati.
That's Cincinnati.
If you are the moderator, you're invalid.
48, 41, Joshua!
Enter the last 4 digits of the party line you want to join, or to hear a directory of all systems, press star.
Whoa.
Y'all there? Yes.
I gotta call on my damn phones, man. Fuck. Shit.
Call in.
I'll go fuck. Tomorrow night, I'll blow them all up. I'll change my number if I got to. I don't give a fuck.
I enjoyed that, and thank you. I'm sitting back. The thing is, that bastard, I talked to him. I'm the cause of the whole situation over there. Even sitting in the maroon meeting one day when that bitch came in, Gail, the whole cause of it is me. And I told her, damn right. I mean, I'm the one that started that whole fucking shit up over there and caused problems. We had into it with each one of them bitches. And I tell you, you'd be damned while I step over there in them fucking goddamn rooms. Oh, fuck that shit, bitch. I want that fucking line to go fucking down.
They ain't getting no minutes out of it, dude. I ain't that stupid.
Yeah, I know. I know that. I'm just wanting it to go down. I just want to see him fall on his fucking face. Tell me I'm welcome over there after all the fucking goddamn shit every one of them motherfuckers talked shit about me and I cut them fuckers out. Then all once it seems like everything's okay. Fuck them.
Fuck them. They're low life. Fuck them.
They are. All the fucking low life.
Trying to rip off the goddamn
what's called St. Jude's and goddamn that damn Gail come in there, goddamn telling I'm all. I said, damn right, I'm the fucking cause of the